And then finally, the denouement. This is the consummation of the Redeemer's kingdom. The denouement of the story marks the consummation of Christ's kingdom when the Redeemer King returns to earth to establish his rule forever, and the work of redemption is finally completed, mm-hmm. right? Then comes the end. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, where he delivers the kingdom of God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and every power. And so at this point, several things, Christensen tells us, will happen to fully, you know, untie every loosed knot in the plot line, mm-hmm. right?
First, every follower of Christ will experience full restoration with resurrected bodies fit for life in a newly restored paradise. And again, that's an act of God. God does the veiling like he did for Adam and Eve. He's going to veil us with a new resurrected body. And then he is the one that restores paradise. Second, the creation itself, which was subjected to futility by God as a result of the fall, will undergo its own bodily death. In 2 Peter 3, and then the redemption in Romans 8. What he said he wouldn't do with water again, next will be done by fire. Mm-hmm. And fire as an image of purification, of burning away, of the gold refined in fire, and all the straw, all the paper, those things are burned up, and only what's left is what's good and malleable and useful to mm-hmm. God. Paradise will be restored with a new heaven and a new earth emerging from the ashes of the old creation.
Paradise restored, right?